action. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Action Podcast today. Like I already mentioned before, we're in the beginning of the summer blockbuster season. And really, this starts week two of it. Last week, obviously, we did The Fall Guy. And now we have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is the fourth installment of the newer series. And then we also have Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted, which you can see now on Netflix. So with that, Pete, let's get right into Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I'm super curious to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, this is this got a 7.3. Which is a great score. I gotta tell you, I was a bit sort of lost and bored, like at the beginning. Like I didn't really understand what was going on, just because I just rewatched the other two, not the first one, but then I saw the other two. So I saw what happens to Caesar, and now we've jumped way into the future here, and so Caesar is really a legend at this point, and somebody that people just kind of talk about. But once Rocka comes in, he's that big giant red sort of
the orangutan.
Once he comes in, like, things really start picking up. And I almost see this movie as the first of a new trilogy coming out. I think that the Caesar,
they just announced it, I think.
Did they announce it?
I mean, I read somewhere that they're looking to do two more sequels. So
yeah, I mean, that's the move. Even though this is the fourth installment, I think this will be the first of this new sort of time period. You know, this the apes and they look so real in this film. It's remarkable. Their mouths, the way they move, the way their action is. I mean,
the hair,
it's flawless.
The hair and lighting on the hair is,
it's just gorgeous. Like, yeah. they always looked really good, and real. But this one, I don't know, it just kind of blew me away. Like, visually, this is a stunning movie.
For those that don't actually know, for our audience members, these aren't humans in ape suits. These are human mocap people. And then they are re-digitally done. So these are there are actors doing this. If you're watching behind the scenes, I mean, they're crawling on their feet. I mean, Andy Serkis was Caesar. Andy Serkis is arguably the greatest motion capture artist of all time.
The most famous.
Yeah,
this is a great movie. I would certainly go see this movie. I know we're a little bit late on this review, but it's definitely worth going and seeing, especially if you got that AMC pass and can see a bunch of movies this weekend. I would do it. This one is fantastic. I don't know box office, but it's great. Go see it.
I have that number. So the budget of this one was 160, and worldwide it's already grossed 144. So it's on track at the minimum to make its money. But I think these pull in about half a billion. So I could see it continuing to do just fine. It's going to need to make 400,000 to probably get its money, which I think it's possible. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm with you. You kind of nailed it. I think it was a kind of a slow start for this. I mean, I've seen all of them, and I do like all of them, but I still was slightly lost myself. I didn't quite understand where we are, kind of in the evolution in the beginning. But yeah, kind of like I think you nailed it. Like, once the orangutan kind of comes in, then you kind of understand the dichotomy of everything and where everybody's at. Because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw this last week, but the first kind of battle scene is ape on ape, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's all ape on ape in this one.
Right.
But yeah, it's, but well, yeah, I mean, and then, you and don't then even,
human, but yeah,
you don't even see the, you don't even see the main villain until like towards the end of the movie, which was really an interesting move. But yeah, it was really well done. It was a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they could have gotten into it a lot faster, but.
Sure,
that's nitpicking.
I'm with you, but it sets up nicely. They do some things in the beginning that does pay off at the end. So, I think overall it's a good job. So definitely.
And the girl who played the human, she was very good.
Yeah, the only actress in this
Awesome. Let's get into Unfrosted. I'll start with this one. Again, this is written and directed with Jerry Seinfeld, among others. And this is, I felt like a comedian's movie. You know, Jerry Seinfeld, if you ever hear interviews with him, I mean, he really understands the psychology of comedy. And he's really, you know, one of the stewards of comedy. And I always enjoy hearing him. And so I was excited to kind of see what he does, because he hasn't really done a ton of anything past Seinfeld in terms of just pure movie or even TV series, right?
Was like the B movie, but that was just
just his voice, exactly. So this is really his first probably pure project where he was in charge of it. And I like this movie a lot. One of the things I like most about this is just I think the premise is very cool. It's a fun premise. And the cameos just are awesome in this. Like, the cast list is awesome on who comes into it. And this is a movie that just does not take itself seriously. And that's what I enjoy most about it. There's not a ton of movies. You know, this, I would put this up there with like Naked Gun, Hot Shots. Those are a little more spoofier, but this is just a movie that's silly and has a good time with it. UHF would be another great example, where it's just, we have a concept and then let's just have super fun with it. And this is, you know, for those that aren't familiar, this is basically a story about the cereal companies are Post and Kellogg. And then it's the race to kind of come up with that next great breakfast idea. And again, I think which is
the Pop-Tart.
Just the Pop-Tart, yeah. So it's kind of a funny way they kind of go about it.
I saw a clip from an interview from a while back of Jerry Seinfeld on the Howard Stern show, and Stern was asking him about, you know, do you ever see yourself making a movie? And he goes, no, not really. And then they're like, he's like, I do have an idea for a movie. It's about the Pop-Tart. And then and so Howard starts laughing, and he's like, but I don't know. I don't know if I really want to do it. It's just so, like, making a movie to me it sounds awful. And then he's like, but I want to set it in 1963. And then they go off about how, like, that's the perfect comedic setting for this movie. I mean, so you get Seinfeld, you get Christian Slater, Hugh Grant is so funny. Melissa McCarthy is
really Tony the Tiger. Funny.
Yeah. And you got Amy Schumer, you got Peter Dinklage, you got Ronnie Chang, you got John Hamm, and you got Fred Armisen, who's
Bill Burr, is John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, Bill Burr, that's right. Sebastian Maniscalco's in it as well. Yeah. You know, I felt like I was watching an episode of Seinfeld in a movie set in 1963, just based on his reactions to things. And he did a lot of that. Oh, it's a shame. And oh, what are you talking about? And he does all these like great Seinfeld lines. Like, his delivery in this film is perfect. His entire supporting cast just comes in, nails what they need to nail. And you said, they don't take themselves very seriously at all. And that is the beauty of this film. You see it on Netflix now. This is a really fun watch.
Yeah.
It'll look at a 5.6, which is crazy. I would go 6.5, if not higher.
Because this isn't a critical movie. You know what I mean? Like, again, critics typically aren't that funny. And they don't understand what they're trying to do here. And, I just listened to an interview with Jerry Seinfeld. He was on the Fly on the Wall podcast with David Spade and Dana Carvey. And he was so specific on the number. He's like, yeah, I knew I wanted to make this movie 83 minutes. And they're like, wow, why so specific? And they were just like, I forget if it was, I think it was Woody Allen or Jerry Lewis or one of those guys were just like, after you just get fatigue of jokes after a certain amount of time. And so this movie just keeps going. It's fast paced and it just goes. And so right when you maybe start to like get a little bit tired, it's like, boom, goes right into the next kind of setup or premise. And then, and you're there.
It really doesn't waste any time in this movie. It's just boom, boom, boom. Funny.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. I mean, this is a movie I think I'm going to continue to watch over and over again. I think it's a fun movie. You can also put on the background. Like, I think this movie is going to have a lot of legs, and I'm really happy. I hope he does more. Cause again, you really just see kind of the brilliance and the funny humor aspect of Jerry Seinfeld. So I really like this one.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, that's Peanut Gallery.
Oh, yeah. You know, just real quick. So there's a couple movies for this last week, and then there's a couple more movies that I'll mention in the upcomings. There was a movie that was really anticipated, a horror film called Tarot, and I was able to catch that. People are talking about this one, you know, before it came out, and I watched it, and I got to tell you, I was just way underwhelmed, and it just wasn't scary, and it was a shame to watch, and it just didn't hit. So I'm not really recommending you go and see this movie, but you know, if you are a horror thriller fan, you might enjoy it.
That's not good.
The other one I saw, Zagan,
38 mega score. You know, it's crazy. Budget $8 million, a little over $8 million, and it grossed worldwide $21 million.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's money.
They're going to make Tarot 2 just based on that alone.
Yeah.
The other one is a movie that people have been talking about, you know, in the underground film world, which I'm a part of, man. It's called The Coffee Table, and this got a 7. And so this couple who are kind of like struggling in their marriage or whatever, the guy wants to buy this coffee table. And I don't know, there's just something kind of
Spanish.
Yeah, it's a Spanish film. But it's got like, you're not sure if there's something attached to this coffee table, like an entity of some kind. So you think it's going to be like a horror thriller. But it's not a horror movie at all. So the wife hates the idea of this coffee table. The husband buys it. They got a newborn baby. And then they go home. The wife leaves. And as the dad's watching this baby, the baby falls into the coffee table. It's killed. And so, but he doesn't tell his wife right away and just pretends the baby's sleeping. And then the brother and his wife come over, and there's just this massive tension buildup up until a big reveal at the end. And it's really well done. If you can stand subtitles, which I love, this is a really, really solid movie to go and watch, The Coffee Table.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that's going to wrap it up. We have a few movies on tap. Pete, if I miss any, feel free to jump in. One movie this week is going to be If. That's the John Krasinski movie starring Ryan Reynolds and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., probably one of his last roles, and Steve Carell. I'm actually going to be seeing that tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. It looks like we also have that Blue Angels movie that was done by
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. That's supposed to open up. Looking forward to that.
That'll be on Prime, I think.
Yeah.
The other one, which is I've already seen. Actually, I saw a sneak peek of it. It's called Back to Black, which is the Amy Winehouse biopic. It's I'll hold my thoughts about it. But you should definitely go see it. There's a few other movies that are coming out that people are talking about. The Strangers Chapter 1 is amazing. The other is I saw the TV Glow. People are really, really anticipating this sort of horror film. I've seen it and I didn't understand it, and I will see it again just so I can have a decent review next week. And that's it.
Yeah, there's also not another church movie. Don't know if we'll have time to see that, but that Jamie Foxx is in that.
Is he?
None of them.
I saw the cover of it and I didn't. It didn't draw my attention.
And then there's also The Pullman. Although that looks like
which I started, and it's
really slow. Super limited release. But that's what I have. So awesome.
Cool, then.
Looking forward to that. Please make sure you like, share, subscribe. We also just released a few other episodes. We did a 25th anniversary review of Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace. Check that out. We've also done Tombstone. And then Drew and I and Paul's old ass movie classics, we also reviewed The Sons of Katie Elder. So make sure you check that out. Actually, no, we have not released that yet. We shot it, haven't released it yet. But that will be coming out. And then we also had just reviewed The Valachi Papers, which is a mobster film about kind of the origins of the mafia and how it went down. So check that out. Please make sure, again, like I said, like, share, subscribe. We appreciate all the support. And with that, Pete, that is a cut. Thanks, guys.